Afrobeat is the music made popular in Nigeria by the superstar musician Fela Kuti. The Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra formed in Brooklyn to keep the music alive following Fela's death. On their new album, Security, they stretch the form in a number of inviting ways, but translate Fela's progressive political message to the new era. Let's start with this version of Filibuster XXX. It's Antibalas Live.
Thank you. Called tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock-toe. From general to CEO, from CEO to president, G-O-P. Cura, rare, cura, rare, cura, cura, rare, rare. Thank you. No one party to stand. One party ruling over silent minorities. And if you remember, you get your power from the people. No one party system controlling everything. It's all us up the river. That is why we sing, y'all. Pointies, oh yes, oh yes. All those corporate, corporate senate can no longer lead in your petroleum class.
Not GOP.
Or is it them just
scrubbing of their private parts and glaring at the people.
Na GOP,
them go say, them go do plenty things that go say, huh?
GOP, what they say?
Clean air.
GOP, what they do?
Choke the sky.
GOP, what they say?
Protecting democracy, but
GOP, what they do?
Expanding corporatocracy.
GOP, what they say?
Care for the future.
They
left the child behind.
GOP,
speedy, speedy, disaster, we live in New Orleans.
GOP,
but they left the poor folks drowning. Oh, I'm still there. Bulla buzzer. Now listen, Buster. No one party's rolling over. Silence my the majority. Oh, Democrats, independent, still rolling. Oh, still roll GOP. Oh,
Filibuster X getting our set underway today. We should at least give some of the members of these this 12-person strong band some of these a credit there. Victor Axelrod on the great keyboard solo on that, on the tenor Stuart Bogey, and on the trumpet solo Eric Biondo. And that is a classic piece of Afrobeat music. It's structured as a lot of Afrobeat is structured, and it's got a political message. Can it be Afrobeat without a political message?
I mean, there are some instrumental tunes that we write that are from that place. Just like, you know, does Love Supreme talk about love, even though there's no, well, there's lyrics, there's a Love Supreme, but beyond that, you know, it doesn't go into the intricacies, you know, with paragraphs of lyrics or anything like that, but it's largely an instrumental tune with the chorus, you know, and there's so many examples of emotions or feelings or messages that are in there in the melodies and in the rhythms.
The practitioner of Afrobeat music that people are initially familiar with the form know is Fela, and this has Fela Kuti, and this has a form of a lot of Fela's tunes where you would have the instrumental portion setting everything up before the message comes in. Did he ever talk about, or what's your feelings about how that's set up that way?
Well, largely, I mean, everybody has a different answer for that, but how I like to talk about it is, these days, people are so jaded. They're getting so many different messages, and a lot of the times they're tuning them out, you know, or these messages from the television, whether they're right or wrong, just turn into static. And a lot of the function of this music is to sort of get the people into some certain kind of mind state or trance where they're not able to tune that stuff out so that it enters, and there's sort of more of a pure communication because they realize that, you know, we have good intentions and you know, the music sets that up. It sets up the listener to be able to receive that message.
Now, Amaya, when you're writing, do you change what you do every night, or does it stay the same?
I try to, you know, touch on some variety, some variety.
Yeah, do you play off the
I try to move it around a little bit, but for the most part, I stay pretty much structurally the same.
which is something I think we might want to note. I noticed you guys have, over the years, played your fair share of jam cruises and jam band things, but this is a highly arranged style of music. I mean, there's places for solos in it, but you're not necessarily, you may play off a section against each other, but you're not, it's highly arranged.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that whole jam world, we've been lumped in there more of our, what our, the current state of music, you know, that that's a world that embraces instrumental music, live music, and most other parts, you know, rock and roll and even jazz, like that, those worlds are much more closed today than they were, say, 20, 30 years ago. But as far as the approach, where we're coming from, where our starting point is Nigeria, West Africa, or it's, you know, New York circa 1972, you know, in the Bronx, or it's those different points plus all the other influences that we grew up listening to.
That's Martine Perna who's been talking mostly. And Martine, when you started the band, the original name was Conjunto Antibalas, and you were looking towards some of the large salsa bands at that time too as well.
It was kind of a dual influence. Eddie Palmieri's Harlem River Drive band was a big influence, almost at that time as equal influence as Fela's group, as far as having this giant versatile orchestra. But Afrobeat being such a complex and sophisticated language, fairly early on we spent the bulk of our time and energy devoted to learning that language, and then, you know, starting to break the rules, as you can see now on this record. And
well, let's hear more from this this band, who are definitely engaged today. Antibalas are playing live for us. What's up next?
We're going to play Sanctuary. We'll be right back.
Sanctuary, finishing up our set today from Anthony Ballas live in the World Cafe. So Sanctuary, you ended up calling the album Security. Why Security?
It can mean so many things. You know, these days there's so much rhetoric coming from official sources about, you know, we need to do this to be safer. We need to sacrifice this to have more freedom. And, you know, all in the sort of spirit of creating these questions so that people can really look at security. Like we were thinking the other night, every time we go on stage, there's all these giant bouncers who make us wear these wristbands around the club. And they're the security. It has so many relevance and so many different fields today that we wanted to put it out there for people to analyze and really figure out to them what truly they equate with security.
And then on the package of the album, it says, true security is born from love alone. So there you go. Uh-huh. That's perhaps the way to look at it. Thank you guys so much for playing live and coming down here.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure. Anthony Ballas, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.